Listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. So thrilled to be joined by Cassius Culpepper. Cassius, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Give him a warm welcome.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
All right. Cassius is playing tonight, Friday Cheers at Brown's Island in Richmond. Ramona and the Holy Smokes are opening up. She'll be on at 6:30, then Cassius goes on at 8. And then next Friday, that's June 13th, he's swinging back through Virginia to play Limekiln Theater in Lexington. Looking forward to that show, too. Looking forward to hearing what you have ready to go for us. What would you like to kick the session off with?
I think my latest single, Man of His Word. So this is Man of His Word.
Of Alabama, smile for the camera, for the looks and the glamour, like a nail to a hammer. She's always coming down. Buddha's been talking, round of applause, and she's getting high and she falling. She's getting tired and she crawling. Oh, what you running from? Is it a lie that her daddy told her? God, and she got it 13. Is it the late night crying sessions? Is it the bones of a broken dream? Feather wings on me, you're flying. Is it a crime to hear the hurt? She don't need a man to keep talking. She needs a man. For a savior, someone who'll shave her. Yeah, a builder, not a breaker. A doer, not a sayer. Oh, but they never come. That's the love in a stranger's room. Ways up. But she don't feel anything but the dark and the danger. Is it a lie that her daddy told her? Is it a scar that she got at 13? Is it the late night crying sessions? Is it the bones of a broken dream? Feather wings on me, you're flying. Is it a crime to hear the hurt? She don't need a man to keep talking. She needs a man. She needs a man of his word. Of his word. And love is more than words that is spoken. Is it a lie that her daddy told her? Is it a scar that she got at 13? Is it the late night crying sessions? Is it the bones of a broken dream? Feel the wings on me, you're flying. Is it a crime to hear the hurt? She don't need a man to keep talking. She needs a man, she needs a man of his word, of his word, Lord of his word. Ooh. Lord of his word.
Thank you so much.
Cassius Culpepper live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The latest single, Man of His Word. Cassius is playing tonight for Friday Cheers at Brown's Island in Richmond. Ramona and the Holy Smokes opening up at 6:30, and Cassius will take the stage at 8. The next Friday, June 13th, we'll play Limekiln Theater in Lexington. Cassius, again, thanks for being here. Would you mind introducing who's accompanying you today?
So to the left of me is my good friend and brother Bridger on pedal steel. Give it up for Bridger, man. And then to the right of me, another friend and brother on piano, Diego. Give it up for Bridger. And then I'm Cassius. So.
Now I have to let
call me Kay.
I have to let everybody in on a little secret. So I have a little bit of a tough act to follow because this is only the second coolest thing that Cassius is doing today. So he got here early this morning, got to In Your Ear pretty early, said he had a Zoom call that he needed to take. And we found out later it was with Sir Elton John. So I had a tough act to follow. I said, now you're stuck here talking to me. So I have to ask my fangirl moment, how was Sir Elton?
Oh, it was great, man. It was, yeah, that was definitely a crazy, surreal moment. Yeah, it was strange, man. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I still haven't like figured out what's going on, but
still coming down from the whole thing.
Yeah,
is this for his podcast? He does an artist podcast, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has a radio show on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Called Rocket Hour. And then I don't know when this episode's come out, but he's like featuring me on this one. So
very nice.
It's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing that.
That's really cool, man.
Cash is on the up and up, so you made your Grand Ole Opry debut in December, hitting the road with Leon Bridges, did that leg of the tour, now doing your own thing and talking to Sir Elton, so things are going great. For our listeners who aren't familiar with your backstory, you picked up guitar during COVID, so can you just give us the quick rundown about sort of how you came to music, and you were stationed in Spain at the time through the Navy, so tell us about how you started playing.
Yeah, so I feel like my whole life I always fell on music. Whenever I had hard times, and during the COVID, I was stationed in Rota, Spain, and they shut everything down. So I kind of like fell back to my old habits and just fell on music like always. And my buddy found a guitar for me while I was in the barracks. And I didn't have nothing else to do but to drink and learn guitar. And then by the end of that deployment, you know, I had played in front of everybody, you know, at all the bonfires we was doing. I probably knew upwards to 100, 200 songs. And I got back and just started playing on the coast doing cover band stuff, and I did that for maybe like another year and a half when I got out of the military in 2022. And after that year and a half, I just decided, I was like, I think I'm tired of doing cover stuff, and I just decided to write songs in 2023. So it's a blessing.
Yeah. Are there any? Yeah, give it up. Yeah. I'm curious, after doing the cover circuit and, you know, playing for your friends, is there a song that you never want to play again, or that you never want to hear anybody request again?
I think like Friends in Low Places got over.
That's
like,
fair.
In the band cover band scene, like that's like when it's 12 o'clock, like five people done already asked you.
Yeah, that's it's usually the go-to karaoke song, and at that point, it's like no, don't even
Free Bird,
attempt it.
You know, it's bad. It gets bad.
We're not asking you to play Free Bird today. We'd love it if you play another original for us. What would you like to do next?
I think this next one is going to do Pour Me Out.
A Sunday morning, hungover again from another night of acting like we're just friends. I'ma keep it 150. You got me running on empty, or drowning in you, Lord. My heart ain't a honeyproof. Or tell me the cold-hearted truth. Cause I know I'm not the only one drinking time. I just can't be another round. If you don't want to drink me, baby, don't sip me, baby, just pour me out. Just pour me out. Cause I can't take another wasted night. I'm buzzing on and off underneath this neon light. I'ma keep it 150. You got me running on empty. We're drowning in you, Lord. My heart ain't honey-proof. I'm shooting my shot, I can't take it no more, no, man. Cause I know I'm not the only one drinking time. I just can't be another round. You don't wanna drink me, baby. Don't sip me, baby. But just pour me out. Just pour. I know I'm not the only drinking time. I just can't be another round. If you don't wanna drink me, baby, don't send me, just pull me out. You wanna drink me, baby, don't send me, just pull.
Cassius Culpepper live on WNRN. Pour Me Out. We're at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, joined by a group of WNRN members. Cassius is taking the stage tonight in Richmond on Browns Island for Friday Cheers at 8 o'clock. Ramona and the Holy Smokes opening the show up. Then you can catch him next Friday, June 13th, at Lime Kiln Theater in Lexington. So we've gotten to the point in the story where you decided to go ahead and write your own songs. I read an interview you did where you said that most of your jobs leading up to this point were very labor-intensive. So you moved to Nashville to do the music thing. How has that been? So now you're on a different trajectory in the creative space. Has that been something to get used to?
Yeah, it was definitely different to get used to because, yeah, I come from, even growing up, just a lot of, you know, working with my hands and just working really hard out in the sun or just really labor-intensive stuff. So when I went to write songs and getting paid to do it, or I'm just like, is this what, like, it felt like I wasn't working, but I was working. You know what I mean?
Still so using kinda, your hands, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it just felt weird. Like, I wasn't breaking a sweat, like, writing a song, you know? And for a while, I felt like I wasn't really doing enough. So I'd be, like, trying to write, like, two songs a day just to make it feel like I'm doing something more. But it feels better when I'm on the road, because then it feels like I'm, like, you know, I'm picking up instruments. I got to help move this. I got to help drive there. But, yeah, but I'm getting used to it. I'm getting better and better at it.
Yeah. How has songwriting been? Has it come in naturally?
I don't know. I don't know if it's natural. I don't know. I just write what I want to hear. Does that mean it's natural? I don't know.
I think so. So what hey, I want to hear this. That's how I judge. Like, I would listen to this.
Yeah. There you go. That's pretty much what I'm doing. I just write songs and that I want to hear.
Yeah.
And be delusional enough to hope that other people want to hear it too, you know? So.
Well, I'd say we're enjoying it. What do you guys think? Yeah.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about your influences too, because we mentioned, yeah, you picked the guitar up during COVID, but you mentioned you've always kind of turned to music and you know, sort of found inspiration in that way. And I know that you sung in church when mm-hmm. you were a kid.
Yes,
so I'm curious how that experience, you've been able to channel that into being on the road now. Has that had an influence on your performance style or anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, in the church, I felt like everybody there was always giving it their all. And most artists that I love, I mean, you can just feel it in the music, that they just love what they're doing and they're singing from their heart. Because I came up listening to a lot of gospel, a lot of blues, a lot of country, a lot of just soul, just everything. Because music was my only like closest friend growing up. So if I liked it, I was listening to it. I didn't really care what genre it was. I was like, if it's good, it's good. So, yeah.
And you grew up in Alabama, right? We need to mention that.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
Sorry.
Cassius Culpepper live on WNRN, playing Friday Cheers on Browns Island in Richmond tonight at 8 o'clock. Ramon and the Holy Smokes opening up, and then next Friday, June 13th, he'll be at Lime Kiln Theater in Lexington. We'd love it if you take us out with one more, and what would you like to share with us about this song?
I think I'm going to do one more song. It's my first song I ever put out called After Me. I'm surprised when I put it up on socials how well it went. And because, again, I was just writing songs thinking, being delusional that other people would like it. And luckily, I put it up and a lot of people liked it. So I was like, thank God. And maybe I'm not crazy. But thank y'all for coming out. And hopefully I see y'all out at the show later on if y'all can make it. But thank y'all again. But this is called After Me. I watched her walk down the white church aisle wearing white, crying forever tears for another man. Does he know that a snow-colored gown is a lie? Cause it's been stained again and again. In the back of my Chevy, 500 glass out of heaven, we committed some deadly sins. Made a promise to me in front of God, and she loved. Now she's swearing the same vows again. Yes, I'm the old love, and he's the new. Approach is borrowed. Guess I'm the blue. I just can't seem to. So how can she be happy ever after me? Oh, good Lord. I object to her laughter when I'm sad as sad can be. How can she smile when my heart is all shattered? I wanna stand up at the altar and scream. Guess I'm the old love and he's the new. Love approaches borrowed. Guess I'm the blue. I just can't seem to. So how can she be happy ever after me? Lord, if you ever gave a damn about me, please save me to your promise. Maybe I get over her when I get over Jordan's River. It's down here, I'm a tortured man. I'm the old love and he's a new. Love approaches borrowed. Guess I'm the blue. I just can't seem to. So how can she be happy ever after me? Happy ever after me. I can see me. Happy ever after me. I can see me. Happy ever after me. I can see you happy ever after me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Cassius Culpepper live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. After Me, he'll be at Browns Island tonight in Richmond for Friday Cheers. Ramona and the Holy Smokes opening up at 6:30. Cassius goes on at 8. And then next Friday, catch him at Lime Kiln Theater in Lexington. That's June 13th. Cassius, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank y'all for coming, too. This is really dope. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thanks to the crew at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond.
So
thanks to my WNRN colleagues who are here, Sarah, Liz, and Natty. Thanks to the WNRN members and underwriters in attendance whose support makes shows like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.